The Department of Justice said today it will recognize more than 1,000 same-sex marriages that took place in Utah recently. The announcement comes despite the state's questions about their validity. Utah is appealing an earlier court ruling that allowed the unions. From member station KUER in Salt Lake City, Terry Gilday has this report.
News of the federal government's recognition of gay married couples in Utah didn't change the minds of state officials.
The state of Utah will not recognize same-sex marriages.
Missy Larson is a spokeswoman for the Utah Attorney General's office. She says those same-sex couples married in Utah for the brief period it was legal would be recognized in the 17 other states that allow gay marriage. On December 20th, U.S. District Court Judge Robert Shelby overturned Utah's law banning same-sex marriage. 17 days later, the U.S. Supreme Court stayed the lower court ruling, putting gay marriage on hold. Just outside the Attorney General's office in the state capitol, hundreds of supporters of same-sex marriage held a rally. They delivered more than 45,000 petition signatures asking Governor Gary Herbert to recognize same-sex marriage in Utah. Among the protesters was Derek Kitchen, one of the plaintiffs in the original lawsuit against the state.
I am surprised and disappointed in the state of Utah for not recognizing those marriages that they issued themselves during those 2 weeks when marriage was legal here. We'll see where it goes from here.
The state is preparing an appeal to the 10th Circuit Court based in Denver. In the meantime, gay couples who are legally married in Utah will have to go outside the state to receive recognition of their union. For NPR News, I'm Terry Gilday in Salt Lake City.